With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Former President Trump will still be able to vote after his felony conviction last week, as long as he avoids prison.
Trump's home state of Florida restricts the voting rights of convicted felons, but Florida defers to other states' disenfranchisement rules. And in New York, the law only removes the right to vote for felons when they're incarcerated. So as long as Trump isn't sent to prison, he can vote for himself in Florida in November's election. However, even imprisonment would not bar him from continuing his pursuit of the White House. Greg Clugston, New York.
Also at SRNnews.com, two members of Israel's parliament are threatening to leave the governing coalition if Prime Minister Netanyahu embraces a truce proposed Friday by President Biden. BBC's Steve Jackson reports.
The proposals announced by Joe Biden have been backed by the Israeli opposition and mediating countries. Hamas has even said it will agree to the deal if the Israelis do. But the two leading right-wingers propping up Mr. Netanyahu's government have now expressed their opposition. The National Security Minister, Itamar Ben-Gvir, said any deal that resulted in a ceasefire before Hamas was destroyed would be a victory for terrorism. The finance minister, Bezalel Smotrich, said he opposed any truce measures unless Hamas was wiped out. Both have threatened to pull out and collapse the government if Mr. Netanyahu signs, an obstacle that may prevent these plans getting much further.
Iran's hardline former president Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has registered as a possible candidate for the June 28th presidential election, seeking to regain the country's top political position after a helicopter crash killed the nation's president and seven others. The populist former leader's registration puts pressure on Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. This is SRN News. Killing unborn babies is okay with most of the world.
About two-thirds of Americans want the procedure to be legal in all or most circumstances, and those people are not alone. The Pew Research Center has conducted a global poll and found that there are very few countries where large majorities do not want abortion to be legal. Virtually all of Eastern and Western Europe supports abortion, as does much of Asia. The few mostly pro-life nations include Indonesia, Nigeria, and Brazil. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new law signed by California Democrat Governor Newsom will allow Arizona doctors to temporarily come to California to perform abortions for their patients. The Arizona legislature recently repealed an abortion ban but likely action won't go into effect until late summer or fall. Newsom has vowed to make California a sanctuary for people in other states seeking to kill their unborn babies. I'm Ron Taylor. This is SRN News. India's final round of voting, which for millions means being out in sizzling temperatures. Charles de la Tesma has the story.
In Delhi, people carrying plastic bottles jostle to fill water from a water tank. The heat has killed at least 14 people in eastern India, with temperatures soaring to 122 degrees Fahrenheit. In Uttar Pradesh, senior government official Chandra Vijay Singh says, "The day was so hot, some of our officials, drivers, helpers, we felt were symptomatic of heat stroke. Three of them were admitted to the intensive care unit. They are being treated here." The sizzling temperatures also take a toll on animals, putting them at risk of dehydration and heat stroke. The counting of votes will take place on June 4. I'm Charles de la Tesma.
You can find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.